your name in all the earth, O Lord. How majestic is your name, O Lord. How majestic is your name in all the earth, O Lord. How majestic is your name. Sun, the earth, the moon, the stars you hold in place. Mighty works of your hand and for your grace. We sing, O Lord, how majestic is your name. In all the earth, O Lord, how majestic is your name. O Lord, how majestic is your name. In all the earth, O Lord, how majestic is your name. Is your name, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, O Lord, how majestic is your name, O Lord, how majestic is your name, O Lord, how majestic is your name.
Thank you, Mixed Blessings, for bringing us together with that wonderful music this morning. Good morning. Welcome to everyone today in worship. Today is an extraordinary day. It started out extraordinary, and it's just going to get more and more blessed from there. We had wonderful worship at first service, wherein we welcomed a number of new members to our community, and we will do that at this worship gathering as well. It's Penny Sunday. It's Mother's Day. And as I drove into the church parking lot this morning, I thought, oh no, a squirrel has met its end right in our church parking lot. So I was grateful that no one was here. As I got out, I walked over to it. I realized it was a baby fox. And as I walked over, it looked up at me. And I thought, oh man, here goes my morning. But I'm happy to report the baby fox is already in the care of Animal Rescue out in Dripping Springs, thanks to Nance. So the fox is doing well, and hopefully will be reconnected with its family shortly. So what a day it has been already, and what a blessing to be with you here today. If you're visiting with us today, there are some books that will make their way up and down our rows. Give us a little contact information on you so we can continue to greet you in the time to come. And what a blessing to be here this day, to be with all of you, to celebrate the goodness of God, to sing and pray and hear God's word and share the grace of God's table, all in this place and time. I invite you to stand as you are able. We begin this time, this focus on the power of names and naming, with a litany about naming. Creating God, you call us by name and call us your own. You give to us the gift of your name. Almighty God, God of heaven and earth, source and ground of all being, God of justice, God of compassion, you give us the gift of your Son, in whose name we find presence and unity with you. Wonderful Counselor, Lord of life, everlasting Prince of Peace, in the name that is above all names, you reveal your divine nature and essence. In the resurrection of your Christ, we receive the gift of new life. From your hand, we receive all that is needed for life to flourish. Grant now that we who gather in worship and praise may live into the name by which you call us, children of God, disciples, apostles, body of Christ in the world you love. Amen.
Song.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of all, in naming us as your children, blessed and beloved, you give us a new birth in a new creation. Inspire us to embrace our calling to proclaim and live out your name, your onoma, in all the earth. Grace, justice, peace, compassion. Amen.
We take this opportunity to invite those who are joining our community today to come up. I'm going to read the entire list of folks. We had a number at first service. And what I'd like to do, if we could, is invite those that are here with us at this service to come up as your names are called. Be careful on the steps. Use the buddy system and come right up on top here where folks can get a good look at you. We are blessed today to have a number of people joining our community. And they come alongside us with incredible gifts, experience, wisdom, passions, thoughts and ideas of their own. So today, our community is different than it has ever been before. Today it's blessed by new inspirations of the Spirit, and we are delighted to welcome these folks to gather with us. So I'm going to read the entire list, beginning with Myrna Harnick, Larry and Deborah Moore, Kyle Hagen and Travis, we had several of these at first, Charles Wukash was at first, Don and Tony Hippie, Nate Cardi, Brianna, and Addison. Abigail Chornohoy. And Randy and Beverly Soans were at first service as well. So, come right on up top. Just be gentle and careful. And on behalf of our community, welcome. We are so blessed that you have chosen to make the journey with us, to enter into shared life and community with us, to enter into shared mission with us. And as I said, each of you brings marvelous gifts, wonderful blessings. And we pray that this becomes a place where they can be shared and can come to fruition. You have dreams that God has given you of what ministry in His name can be like. And we want to share in those dreams and in their fulfillment. So bless you and thank you for coming to be a part of us. You join us at a wonderful time. Next year, we will celebrate 40 years of mission and ministry at Abiding Love. And we're gearing up to make that a good celebration. But it's a celebration for us today that you join with us in this journey. And we give thanks to God for each one of you. Can we offer a prayer of blessing over you today? Let's pray together. Gracious God, what gifts, the relationships, the new friendships that you create as you call us together in spiritual community. Bless us to be a blessing to one another and to be a blessing to your world. Help us to welcome one another with your love, your grace, and your generosity. Help us to encourage and support one another. Help us to come alongside when others are in need. Help us to rejoice and celebrate in the milestones of life and the things that we'll experience. As we go forth on this journey, we go forth with new friends. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to you. And thank you for coming and being a part. I've got name tags. In fact, Brianna and Addie, there's name tags for you here too. There's one for you and you. And I dropped Dad's, but Nate, there you go. And Abigail and Don and Tony. There we are. Tony, that's for you. And Don. Now let's put them on. And let's have our first object lesson for the congregation. Do you notice something about everyone standing up here? They, thank you very much. They all have name tags on. We all do. And many of you do too as well. Thank you for that. The greatest gift that we can give to one another as we come together in friendship and in relationship is the gift of our name. So, wear your name tags boldly and proudly and share that gift, especially with these new folks as they seek to get to know everybody and come into a sense of belonging here at Abiding Love. Again, God's peace. Be careful on the stairs. Blessings to you all. Our worship continues with our readings.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground, the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not a found helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken." And the word was with God. Psalm 68 will be read responsively. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord, be exultant before him. God gives the desolate a home to live in. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious live in a parched land.
And he marched through the wilderness.
The earth quaked. The heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you showered abroad. You restored your heritage. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. A reading from Genesis. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. To be God, you and to your offspring after you, and I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Canaan, for a perpetual holding, and I will be their God. God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live in your sight. God said, no, but your wife Sarah shall bear you a son, and you shall name him Isaac. And the word was with God. Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated, and I invite our young'uns to come up.
How do you say please? Good morning, friends. I'm so happy to see you. It's a special day. What day is it? It's Mother's Day. And I'm going to talk just a minute about our moms and grandmas and these special flowers that we have here in just a minute. But first, I want to talk to you about something. I have a ribbon here. Do you see my ribbon? And if I need just a little bit of ribbon, I can do this and cut off the ribbon that I need, right? And if I need some more ribbon, I can let that ribbon go and make a bigger ribbon, right? And if I need all of the ribbon, I can use all that ribbon. But you know what I see? My ribbon, as pretty as it is, has an end to it. There's another end. My ribbon is going to run out, right? There's only a little bit of ribbon. It's going to run out. Did you know you have something in your life, and all of our friends and family out here have something in their lives that never runs out? Do you know what that is? It's love. Love is something that we have that never runs out. No matter how much of it you need and how much you want to give to somebody else, you always have enough of it. There's always enough to go around. And today is a very special day that we celebrate some really special people that give us lots of love in our life. It's Mother's Day, and we're going to celebrate our moms and grandmas in just a minute because they give so much of themselves for us. They do so much for us and pray so much for us, and they give so much of their life to us being happy and healthy. And so we want to say thank you to them today and honor their love because it also shows us the love of who. Who does it show us the love? Our moms and grandmas. Who is that? If they love us, whose love is that? What love does that show us? It shows us Jesus's love, right? Our moms and our grandmas are special examples of Jesus's love to us. And we're going to say thank you today, and you're going to help me. So can you all stand up with me? And moms and grandmas, if you're out there in the congregation, can you stand up with us? Stand up where we can see where you are, please. And we're going to go give these great flowers to all the moms and grandmas that you see standing up over there. Do we have any moms and grandmas in the balcony up there? Okay. And there might be a couple that are still sitting down. Grab these flowers and go hand those out to all the moms and grandmas that are there that you see standing up, and tell them thank you for how much they love us, okay? Because they show us the love of God. All right, anybody else got some? And if you have any extra ones, you can bring them back up here to me, okay? All right. Go pass out some flowers. You see the people standing up? You go give that to anybody you see standing up. There you go. Good job. All right, good job, guys. And then when you get done, come back up here with me for just a minute. Can you pass out our flowers? Good job. You need some more, Caleb, or are you just up here?
You need some more?
You need some more? Okay.
There you go.
All right, looks like we might have just enough. All right. All right, let's make sure we get everybody that we see standing up, okay?
Sit down if you've gotten a flower, that way the kids will know.
And then, kiddos, when we have all of our moms and grandmas that have a flower, can you come back up here with me? All right, good job. Come on back up here. And we're going to say a special prayer for all of the mothers in our lives, okay? Come on up. Come on up. Good job. You can put the extra flowers back. And we're going to say a really special prayer for our moms and grandmas and all of our mothers today.
Let's pray together. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of motherhood and for mothers, to whom you entrust the care of every precious life from its very beginning. We ask your special blessing this day on mothers present with us and upon those who have passed into eternity with you. We pray for new mothers, for single mothers, for birth mothers and spiritual mothers, for moms and grandmothers alike. Help mothers to grow daily in wisdom and grace. Help us all to know the depth of your love as it flows to us through mothers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for coming up, guys, and sharing our love with our moms and grandmas this morning.
That's beautiful, the way you bless all the moms.
Okay, thanks,
blessings,
guys.
Mom. Flowers reminds me. Here's a quote. See who can guess the author. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Can you guess yet?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, I heard it. The play? So Romeo were he not Romeo called? And we're connecting with this idea of names in an interesting way in what Shakespeare's given us here. This is, of course, Juliet's great balcony soliloquy. O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet. Here we have this problem, ages old, probably so old nobody even knows where it originally started anymore, between these two families in Verona, the Montagues and the Capulets. And the young people in these families have the temerity to fall in love with one another and yet have to deal with the fact that their family identity, their names, seek to come between them and drive a wedge into this beautiful, blossoming relationship that Shakespeare celebrates so beautifully. So Juliet is not only calling for this Romeo, the love of which she's become aware, but also calling forth from him, you would be exactly who you are regardless of the name someone else pins on you. And I, if you would remain what you are, will gladly forego my name so that the love between us can blossom. Names and the power of names. It's a meta-narrative in Scripture. It's our focus here in the Eastertide as we seek to make sense of all that has happened in the gospel, leading us up to and through the death and resurrection of Christ. And now into this time when, as Jesus says, unlocking all of the law and the prophets, all of the scriptures and what they've foretold in the course of his life. Naming and the power of names has been a significant element throughout all of, from the very beginning, as we talked about in Names of God last week. God calls forth life. God calls forth an order and a harmony, a cosmos, out of the darkness and the chaos that persists before. And God nests humanity in this wonderful natural garden, this place of idyllic perfection, this place of purity. It gets the name in Scripture, in these creation stories, Eden, which means delight, pleasure, garden of earthly delights. We've heard that even in our advertising, right? We grab a hold of this language. And it's, in these stories, not even so much a place, but a state of being. It is that original created perfection that God calls forth in the midst of the world before it gets complicated and trammeled. God calls forth this harmony in the cosmos, the shalom of God. And in this place, in this state of being, he creates humanity, as the story goes. He creates Adam, man, or first man. But actually, Adam is close to a word, Edom. We hear that a lot in Scripture as well. And Adam, like its cognate, Edom, means red in its literal translation. And it's said to be something of an acknowledgement of the blood, the life that pulses through the human one, the anthropos. It's the blood in which life is said to reside in this and even later generations of understanding. When the blood is drained out of a being, that being no longer exists. The blood is the place where the life resides, this red pulsing vibrance of life. And Adam becomes the first one. It also relates to a word that it's drawn from, Adama, which means earth. God forms the human one from the earth and nests him in the place of delight and perfection. God forms humanity from the humus, the organic earth. And we hear this and we hear our connection there. We hear our forbearance in literally the created order, the natural world. We cannot escape the fact, as this creation story seeks to teach us, that we are integrally and vitally connected to all life. We all spring from the same place. We all come forth from this humus, and humanity is another expression of that, just as all of the rest of creation is. We cannot extract ourselves from that and find some special place for us. We are vitally connected to all life. We come from a common root. Clay in the hands of the potter will later be a way that our formation, our continuing genesis, happens in the loving hands of God. And woman is formed as well. Eve, or Ewa, is her name. Mother is her name. It derives from Chawa, which means breathing, and Chaya, which means living. She is mother. She is literally the breath of life. She is the instigator, the inspiration of all that lives. Ewa, mother of the living. So we have this one in whom the pulse of life beats in connection with, in community, in union with the mother of all that lives. And we have this ideal one new creation that God calls us into as we find our life partners and make life together as opposed to separately in many cases. You know, in the midst of all the majesty of this, we have Adam and we have Ewa. And I can never help thinking about a sitcom that played years ago called The Dinosaurs. This is going to seem like a strange excursus, but bear with me. Do you remember this show? Who here remembers The Dinosaurs? Did anybody see it? There's a family of dinosaurs, and they're kind of a working class, middle to lower income dinosaur family. And the dad comes home with a hard hat on every day, the dad dinosaur, and the mom dinosaur is a homemaker. They have a couple of kids, and they have a baby dinosaur, who in most of the episodes of this show is in a high chair. And this baby understands the mama. The mama is the source of everything good. The mama is the source of food, nurture, loving affection. All of this flows miraculously from the mama. But then there's this other, whom the baby now names not the mama. Right? All the not the mamas in the room? Yeah. There's the mama, and there's not the mama. And Ewa is the mama. She is the epitome of the life-givingness of the maternal natures of God and of the divine feminine as it manifests itself in humanity. And it doesn't stop there. God spends this delightful day. Yes, we have two Genesis readings today. If the liturgical police show up, we're going to simply have to deal with them. But we have two Genesis readings today because of these wonderful stories that the Hebrew tradition gives us, a part of our heritage of Scripture. And this delightful day that God spends with Adam, naming creatures. Out of the ground, our reading says, out of the humus, this common earth from which all life springs, the Lord God formed every animal of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature was its name. Adam, names the reality that God is bringing forth. All these animals, all these creatures, these marvelous creations of God. Jack Hayford used to preach this sermon, and he said, and God brought a cat before Adam, and Adam says, well, that's a cat. And God said, why? And Adam said, well, it looks like a cat. So, they got that a lot quicker at first service, guys. A lot quicker. We name our reality. Think about that. We name the world around us. We name the events and the elements, the characters and the stuff and things. We name our reality. We've talked before about perception is reality, right? The way we perceive things to be, the way they appear to us is the way they are. And we name our reality. We name the things and the people that are around us. We name enemy and we name friend. We name safe and dangerous. We name good and evil. We name acceptable and rejected. We name in versus out. We name you have value and we name you have less. We name the reality around us. God gives us an incredible power, and the names that we apply to people and things wield that power. Onoma is our hope and our prayer. To truly name the essence and character of a person or a thing. To know the truth, which Jesus says is freeing in and of itself. But in naming is essential, vital, critical, lest we misname something in the world around us, someone in the world around us, and therefore live in this preconception and condemn them to live in it as well. The power of naming is extraordinary. It's astounding. We name our reality, and our reality names us, and at times renames us. In our second Genesis reading today, it talks about Abram. God has an idea. God is going to form a people. And God discloses this to one Abram, which means exalted father. And God says to this one Abram, this exalted father, he says, I'm going to make of you generations upon generations of people, more than if you could count them, the stars in the sky. More than the grains of sand on the seashore will be the descendants I am going to bring forth from you. And so you will no longer be Abram, exalted father. You will be Abraham, father of nations. In this appropriation, in this calling by God, Abram receives a new name. Perhaps his true name is revealed. Perhaps the onoma of Abram comes forth as Abraham, as he responds to this calling, because he does. God says, go, and he goes. And God says, that's righteous. I call, this one follows. That is righteous. And I'm going to make of this one generations upon generations of people. And not only him, but similarly for his wife, Sarai, which is kind of a royal name. We probably could translate it princess. Abram's wife's name is Princess, or at least that's what he calls her. And God says, you are intrinsic to this plan as well. And I'm going to make you the mother of generations, which is what her new name, Sarah, means. So now we have Abram, father of the nations. We have Sarah, mother of the generations, as life partners in the fulfillment of God's calling upon their lives. Their lives are transformed, and they are given new names with new meanings in the midst of that. And there's just one problem. They're really, really old. They have no idea how God is going to do this, and they have no idea why God would have chosen them. Of all people, Abram says, I'm 100. and I'm going to be the father of generations as many as the stars. And he laughs. And Sarai is almost as old, barren all her life. And she laughs. And a part of the onoma of God is disclosed in this instant. The sense of humor of I am is disclosed. Because he says, I'm going to bring forth the first child from you, and you're going to call him Isaac. Itchak, which means laughter. Because you laughed. May sound funny, but God is about what God is about. The I am is going to do what the I am is going to do. And he's going to do it in spite of or over and above the phenomenally impossible, which is the nature of miracle, right? We see this emerging onoma. We see the real character and essence of these people coming forth. This is onoma as it relates to us, what God is inviting and calling forth from us. Changing names signify it. Mother of the generations. God leads these people into a new land. He tries to establish them. He tries to build community. He tries to build a congregation. And he says, I have chosen this place for my name. Here is where the house of the Lord will be built. And in this house, my name will dwell. He's not talking about a sign at the edge of this area that says, welcome to God. He's talking about his character and essence, God's nature and character and essence, dwelling in and through the people of this place, and being therefore a revelation of that essence and character to the whole world. This is where God chooses to make God's name known. And we hear Jesus in our gospel reading today, saying that this place that God has chosen for God's name is in us. This place where God is going to dwell in the midst of creation is in each and every one of us. And it is through us, as Jesus proclaims, that this onoma, this nature and character of God, is going to be expressed to the wider world. As Jesus says, go and proclaim what this means. The redemption and the forgiveness, the grace and the glory, the birth, the new life that is held forth in this time. You will be known by new names. You will be known by the onoma and the ways of God. And Jesus says, proclaim this in my name. This evangelism is something that comes rooted in him and taking place in us. And so we pray. Shape us according to your goodness and grace, Lord. Let your name live in us. Amen. Thank you.
Please stand as you are able as we continue with our profession of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. God of all, God of grace, God of goodness, we sing your praises for all you have done and are doing and will do for your people. You care for all of your creation so much that you made humanity to care for it and give it names, and we thank you for the trust you have put in us. May we, with your help and guidance, live up to that trust. You are an awesome God, full of love, peace, justice, and compassion. Hear us, O God. God of all, there is so much in our hearts today. We pray today for those who have lost loved ones and are grieving that loss. May we be the ones to walk beside them in their grieving, giving them comfort. We pray for the children in this world living without their moms and dads. May we give them the feeling of belonging they crave. We pray for those who are feeling desolate, without hope. May we be the ones in our words and actions to lead them to a life that is full of hope. Lead us in the way we should go. Hear us, O God. God of all, there are many who are in need of your healing, whether in body, mind, or spirit. We lift them up to you now as we name them in our hearts and out loud. Betty Deans. Today, we also lift up Laura Blaschke, Joanne Mock, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kichta, Ross Davis, Verla Cook, Clyde Sutton, David Fetter, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Rosa Hatfield, and Danny Santos. We pray for Dennis and Teresa Olson and for all the family and friends of Eleonora Olson in her passing. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. And we pray blessings on Sparky Metz and Joyce Reese, who joined hearts and lives in their commitment ceremony last week. Hear us, O God. God of all, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember the people and mission of Triumphant Lutheran Church in Austin, and bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City, and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of Abiding Love. Today, we lift up Sue Verduzco, Joseph, Leslie, Henry, and Katie Van Leeuwen, Zephyr Van Dyke, Charles and Sheila Turner, and Dave and Billy Trossel. Hear us, O God. God of all, in the gift of your Son, you made us all your own and provided for us a way of salvation. Be with us all in the days and weeks to come. Help us remember that in you we live and breathe and have our being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
Gently lay your head upon my chest, and I will comfort you like a mother while you rest. The tide can change so fast, but I will stay the same in past, same in future, same. Shatters all your secret fears. I will comfort you like a mother while you rest.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Today is Penny Sunday at Abiding Love. We'll sing the penny song as we bring forward our offerings.
Hear the pennies dropping, listen while they fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will get them all. Dropping, 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 hear the pennies fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will get them all. Each and every penny is a sign of love. So much for the blessing from God above. Dropping, 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 hear the pennies fall. Everyone from Jesus, he will get them all.
Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice and peace, healing and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
We give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, everywhere and always, to offer thanks and praise to the one who gives us life, who continually renews us, who calls us forth and renames us as the children of God, the people of God, the body of Christ in the world today. And it is God's nature, God's very essence and character that shows forth as he gathers us as a table of God's providing in the midst of this world and bids all come, welcomes all, and here feeds us, blesses us, forgives us and sends us as God's people once more. With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." In the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks. He shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember and we pray in the words our Lord has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ, all are welcome at this table. Those who wish to come forward for blessing are welcome as well. We commune by intinction today, which means you will receive a wafer. You'll be invited to dip it in the grape juice or the wine, as is your practice. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you. Let's stand and pray together. God of life, of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world. Your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives. You have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead. And you have given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and none go wanting. Pray with me. We give you thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Announcements and information is everywhere. E-news, bulletins. Know this, the golf tournament, which was postponed due to flooding, is being rescheduled. Stay tuned. Important information will follow. And Reggie, I believe you have a...
I want to invite you all, and we hope you do come, to Danny Santos' benefit. Danny is married to our daughter, Tammy, and Danny was diagnosed a year ago with glioblastoma grade 4 brain cancer. It is not curable. Danny and Tammy have been planning a trip to Australia when all of their kids grew up and moved away. However, since we almost lost Danny last fall with pneumonia, we figure it's better now than never. So we are putting on a benefit in order to raise money so that they can go to Australia right now. And we're inviting you all to be a part of that. We're asking that you come and join us. It'll be at the Activity Center on June the 1st. Tickets are available. They're $50 per person or $75 per couple. Babysitting is also available for a fee. So you can see Melissa out in the foyer for your, if you would like to purchase any tickets, you can make the checks out to Abiding Love. Thank you very much. Hope you come.
Thank you, Reggie, and blessings on your family. God is seeking to call out the true you, the you that God made you to be, your Onoma. God is seeking to call you by your true name. And when we hear and respond, we know that God will bless us and keep us. God will make his face shine on us and be gracious unto us. God will look on us with favor and grant us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We go forth together. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please share that peace with each other as we leave and all who you meet this week.
Live peace, love peace,
raise that last one?
Yeah.
I think we need to raise that up.
The detail we didn't mention. Oh, were you supposed to raise it?
I think we need to next time.
Oh.